Okay, people, it is Robert Miller with, let's see, September 13th, 2019. Hey, listen, with this election going on here in Canada, it's going to be very, very interesting. They're coming out with all kinds of statistics and all kinds of other stuff when it comes to getting the public riled up. What else is new? The media does their job just to get people all pissed off and excited. But I'm here to tell you, you know, it's still not anything different. It's still the same old BS. Anyway, I seen the first thing on the news this morning was this thing about the stress tests. You know, the boards, real estate boards across Canada, the big boys like, you know, Vancouver, the one in Toronto, and there's a few other ones that signed a deal that they're bitching about the government to reduce the criteria for the stress tests. And, you know, like I said on yesterday's podcast, and I did on my YouTube channel, I made a YouTube about Robert Market on YouTube. You know, this stress test thing is protecting the public. And, you know, all it comes right down to is the, okay, in the article itself, it says that the government should reduce the stress test to help the public buy their first home or their second home or whatever you want to do and look at it as. But it comes right down to it's not protecting the public. It's not helping the public. You know, that stress test there is there for a reason, to help the public not get themselves in over their head. So in this article, it's basically a duplicate of yesterday's article saying, you know, the real estate boards, but it comes right down to it. It's all about the realtor because the realtors are the ones bitching that they can't get sales done because the clients don't qualify to get a mortgage. First time mortgage, second time mortgage, whatever it may be. Well, there's a reason for that, you fools. You know, and I'm not against realtors. Don't get me wrong. I'm a former realtor myself. I voluntarily hung up my license here over a year ago. For the mere fact is that what the lies and deceits and the other bullshit that's going on in the real estate industry in British Columbia and across Canada, there's a lot of cover-up and a lot of deceit, you know. But anyway, that's my own opinion, what's going on. But anyway, what they're saying about this stress, it all comes right down to the realtor. The realtors are whining and crying and sniveling and bitching and complaining about not being able to get their clients qualified to buy a house. Well, sorry, realtors. You know, maybe you should be going after a different clientele or get into a different industry. But it's there for a reason. But today, what we're going to talk about, you know, buying a home. I talked about that yesterday and what to do about that. Well, today I'm going to talk a little bit about selling a home. Let's do the reverse for buying a home. Selling a home is no different than buying a home. Selling a home, if you're going to be using a realtor, you're going to ask a lot of questions that you think are the right questions. But don't think in terms of how much experience that realtor has. Don't think about how many real estate deals they were completed with by that realtor. Don't think if they were a young puppy or if they're somebody in their 50s, 60s, 70s. That's not relevant at all when you're selling a home. The biggest question is, how are they going to sell it for the top price? How are they going to market it? And I'll bet 9 times out of 10, they're going to give you the same answers that every other realtor that's going to come in and you're going to interview minimum 3 of them, preferably 5. It's going to be the same thing. Well, we're going to have a professional photographer come in and take professional photos of your beautiful home. And then we're going to put those pictures on the MLS. And oh, by the way, don't let them put the pictures on the MLS unless you approve all the photographs first. And in what order you want them on the MLS. A lot of realtors just put them on there for the sake of getting them on. And then they're going to say, we're going to do some Facebook ads, and we're going to do some Instagram ads, maybe some Twitter ads, and do a YouTube video. Ooh, that's really, really good. But you know something? Every other realtor does exactly the same thing. Every realtor does the same effing thing. There's nothing special about that. That's been going on for decades, the same shit, different piles. But what you got to find out is, how are they going to market it effectively? don't fall for that thing of fancy pictures by professional photographer, and we're going to put the professional pictures on the MLS. Oh yeah, and you're gonna review the pictures before they put them on the MLS. Highly recommend it. But at the same time, all the other stuff is the same thing. My success in the past when I was listing a home for sale, I did very, very different. And that's how I got a lot of my success. You know, it's not just saying going to their weekly sales meeting and announcing they got a new listing and these are the features and this is the benefits and this is the price tag. And they're going to put it on the MLS tour, the office tour. Don't fall for that shit. You know, that's not what's going to sell the house. I can't say what I've done because I am not a licensed realtor anymore. I have to repeat that in the disclaimer, I am not a licensed realtor anymore. I voluntarily gave up my license over a year ago. So this is only my opinions of how you should go about things. Point being taken, take all the information you gather from your 3 to 5 interviews you're doing with this realtors. Doesn't matter if they're young puppies in their 20s or somebody that's in their 60s or 70s. Doesn't matter. Take the information you can get from them of how they're going to market it. Then you work your way backwards of how many deals they've completed. How long have they been a realtor? Do they know about home inspection? Do they know about black mold, which is big time in BC here, by the way? You know, and you got to look at the pest inspection. You got to look at all this stuff, right, people? It's nothing new. It's just that the public doesn't know how to do this. Now, here's an example of what I find is really, really frustrating. Like a home inspection, they're not very expensive at all. They run anywhere from, say, let's say round number, $300. So let's say, for example, $300 for a home inspection. Well, people say, oh, $300 for a home inspection. Oh, I don't think I want to do that because of the mere fact, whatever. But yet, you can go out for a night of dinner and drinks for $300 and it's not an issue. But yet you're worried about selling or buying the largest investment you could be possibly making in your life. Here's another example. People say, oh, how much does it cost to start a business? Well, $1,000. People think, oh, that's too risky, $1,000. But yet people go out and they could spend, you know, $1,200, $1,500 on a brand new iPhone. Go figure, no questions asked. You know, they want to have that best of the best iPhone. I think the newest iPhone that just came out here in 2019 was $2,000. Like, really? And you don't want to spend $1,000 to start a new business? My point being, people, spend money on a home inspection. And even if the seller's got a home inspection already pre-done, get your own done regardless if you're buying. Things can get doctored, just like pictures can get doctored easily by these realtors before they put the pictures on the MLS. Take heed to that. I've been exposed to it I don't know how many times. Here's an example. I had a client phone me up and said, I want to see this house. It was a brand new listing. I looked at the MLS pictures and thought, hey, that's not bad. Pretty. I don't blame you for wanting to take a look at that. Well, I make the appointment, go to the house. Outside, man, okay, not bad. Go inside, oh my God. Number one, when they took the pictures, it was when there was still somebody occupying the house. Okay, fine. But this house was vacant, and it looked like shit inside. The house, the walls were so badly stained from smoking. The ceiling was horrendous. The windows were, oh my God. But here's the worst part is that the backyard. When they took the pictures, they had all this nice, beautiful lawn furniture. They had gnomes, bird baths all over the backyard. Lawn was nicely manicured. Well, guess what? None of that was back there. None of it. The backyard looked completely horrible. The trees were pruned down to basically being naked. Some of the hedges and shrubs, they were missing. The grass was not manicured at all. It was about 5 inches, tall. There was weeds all over the place. And I'm like, I looked at the pictures of the roof that were from the original, and when I actually went up onto the second floor, stuck my head out to look at the roof, oh boy, big problems. And then just for the fun of it, I went into the crawl space and from the inside and looked in the crawl space. Black mold everywhere. And there was no mention of any of this stuff on the listing. So when the realtor phoned me up and asked me for feedback after the showing to my client, I gave that realtor shit, saying, you should be disgraceful for doctoring your pictures. And they go, what doctoring? What are you talking about? And I says, you know, it's like a model getting their photography done. You know, they trim the waist, they trim their arm to make them look all beautiful and all this stuff. They take the pimples off their face and they do a little bit of this with their hair. And realtors do this all the time, people. I'm not saying all of them do it, but a majority of them will do it and they'll doctor it pictures just to get somebody in to buy the damn place. So anyway, getting back to selling a home, spend the money to pretty it up, and you don't have to list with a realtor. Even though realtor's gonna come at you and say, sign this document working with a realtor, and they're gonna say, sign this contract. Don't worry about, don't sign anything, but you should sign the working with a realtor, because they have to get that done by their brokerage manager. They have to get that done. That's the law. So anyway, my point being is, get all the information from your interviews from 3 to 5 realtors. Then you do say, how are you going to market it? Find out what's different besides, like I said, pretty pictures, MLS listing, talking to their coworkers, MLS tour, blah, blah, blah. Forget all that stuff. Every other realtor does exactly the same thing, but find out what's the unique thing that they're going to do. That was my secret tool. And realtors ask me all the time, my colleagues, how did you sell that so fast? I'm not going to tell them what I did. But anyway, the point being is that you take all that information and you do not have to go to the 1% brokerage or any of that stuff. You can actually list the home yourself and you can put it on the MLS yourself. But you got all the ammunition you need from the realtors that you got all the information on what to do from the realtor, including how to do the maintenance, how to keep your house clean, how to do this. Even when it comes to, you know, staging your home, ask the realtor, what would you do to stage this home? If they say nothing, it's perfect the way it is, move on to the next realtor. That's not the question that should be dodged. Every realtor has an opinion because every realtor is different and every client going into a house is different to buy. So they're looking for different things. And if a realtor says, oh, the house is just perfect the way it is, move on to the next realtor. They're full of shit. So anyway, get my point, people. Use the realtor as much as you can for information and then list it yourself. So anyway, if you want to get in contact with me, by all means, you can. You can actually find me on my YouTube channel at Robert Market. And you can ask me any questions on there. You guys, today is the 13th of September. You have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you soon next week.